Earlier in the week about peace were not aimed at President Trump.
The talk that I gave at the prayer meeting for peace a couple days ago was prepared 2 weeks ago, well before the president ever commented on myself and on the message of peace that I am promoting. And yet, as it happens, it was looked at as if I was trying to debate again the president, which is not my interest at all.
Angola is the third leg of the Pope's visit to Africa. NPR's Michael Koloki has more on what's being called a landmark tour.
Upon his arrival to the Southern African nation, the pontiff met with Angola's president, João Lourenço. In an address to government officials, Pope Leo made references to Angola's former civil war, which began shortly after the country gained independence from Portugal in 1975 and went on until 2002. More than 500,000 people are believed to have been killed during the fighting. In his speech, the Pope offered words of encouragement to the Angolan people, saying that they hold, quote, a joy that not even the most adverse circumstances have been able to extinguish. Pope Leo's fourth and final leg of his African visit will take him to Equatorial Guinea, a country where more than 70% of the population identify as Catholic. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Areas of frost this morning, otherwise sunny skies today, warmer temperatures with highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 38 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Goldsboro Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
Baker University, Benedictine College, Donnelly College, McPherson College, Ottawa University, the University of St. Mary. There are over 20 private colleges and universities in the state of Kansas. A new study shows that a quarter of private colleges in the United States could close over the next 10 years. We'll have that story and more coming up as Weekend Edition Sunday continues on Kansas Public Radio. If you've been listening to KPR for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives come and go over the years. And we know sometimes it can be hard to take that very first step, that very first donation. You may ask yourself, does it really matter? It really matters. Your support combined with all KPR members make amazing things happen. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We've got some areas of frost this morning, sunny skies, warmer temperatures in store for the day with highs in the mid-70s. It's 37 degrees in Atchison, 39 in Emporia, 37 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Heard from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Arch, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then stay with us later today for Prairie Journal. This time on Prairie Journal, it's springtime. A great time to get outdoors and explore Kansas nature. Our Kansas 250 bookshelf series continues with a little help this week from Max McCoy, Jake Vail, Marcy Penner, and many others. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER 2. It's beautiful weather to get outside and enjoy Kansas nature. Today, sunny skies, warmer temperatures in store with highs in the mid-70s, light winds from the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 39 degrees in Emporia, 37 in Atchison, 37 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
On This Old House Radio Hour, if your house plants keep dying, it's time to change your approach and stop overwatering.
If you leave dust on your plants, then that's one more barrier for the plant to be able to photosynthesize.
Plus Bravo's Carl Radke on running away from the place he called home. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday, on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today, warmer temperatures with highs getting up to the mid-70s. It's 41 degrees in Topeka, 39 in Manhattan.
Virginia is holding a special election for a congressional redistricting referendum on Tuesday, and eligible Virginians who have not registered yet can still do so in person at an early voting location or their polling site on Tuesday. If you've already registered to vote, you may want to check your status on your state election official's website. Eligible voters can sometimes be removed from lists, especially if they move, change their name, or haven't voted in a while. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Lawrence man is in custody after confessing to strangling his grandmother. Lawrence police were called to a home early yesterday morning where officers found the 70-year-old woman unresponsive. She was declared dead at the scene. 25-year-old Marcus Kessela was arrested without incident. His 24-year-old brother was found unharmed in a bedroom with the door shut. After being interviewed at the police headquarters, Casola was booked on suspicion of first-degree murder. An Overland Park man has been charged with attempted murder in connection with a stabbing on a boat tour in Hawaii. KCTV reports that 21-year-old Avery Nissen was on a snorkeling tour off the Kona Coast Thursday afternoon when he allegedly stabbed the boat captain with a fishing knife. 62-year-old Stanley Lurbiecki is listed in stable condition at a local hospital. Nissen is being held on a $1.5 million bail and is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. Cleanup continues from the tornado that hit Belton, Missouri Friday night. KMBC reports that survey crews from the National Weather Service determined wind speeds from the EF tornado reached nearly 110 miles per hour as it moved through the city shortly before 5:30. damaging homes, uprooting trees, and downing power lines. No serious injuries were reported. The National Weather Service confirmed another tornado briefly touched down near the town of Potter in Atchison County, but caused no significant damage. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org.
Sunny and warmer today with highs getting up to the mid-70s. Light winds from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Sunny for tomorrow and highs again in the mid-70s. It's 43 degrees and sunny in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
It's to get to at least a framework that begins to mitigate some of the damage that the global economy has been facing as a result of the closure of the strait.
Suzanne, what are you looking for next? I mean, where does this go?
Well, I think we'll wait to see who comes to Islamabad and what those negotiations look like. They appeared in the first round to try to go for broke. They negotiated for 21 hours straight. That was probably not a realistic way to get to any kind of meaningful agreement. But they did make some progress, and we'll have to see if they can create a longer and deeper platform for some kind of negotiations that it perhaps begins with a framework agreement that has mutual understandings on both sides and then leaves time and space for negotiators to hammer out some of the very thorny technical details.
If we end up back with the Obama negotiation, is that a win?
No, I don't think that there is any way to spin the outcome of this war in a way that would suggest that we've actually strategically gained. This has been a loss, both in terms of our relationships with partners and allies, as the previous segment underscored, but also in terms of Iran's position in the region. It now very much sees itself as stronger. It's been able to harass and injure many of its neighbors and their economies. And the regime itself has stood. So even if we do get some concessions on the nuclear program, it's hard to imagine that that is a better outcome than where we were before the war, or certainly before 2018 when the president, in his first term, walked away from the nuclear deal.
That's Suzanne Maloney of the Brookings Institution. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring Brush, Block, and Blood, three generations of Yoshida women printmakers on view through June 28th. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, NPR takes us to Council Grove, Kansas, and the little newspaper that just keeps plugging away. It's KPR's very own Matthew Algio on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and warmer today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 42 in Lawrence.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
This is NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running. by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your local host, Matthew Algio, who you just heard on NPR. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Malcolm in the Middle is coming back. We'll hear from the tough but loving mother, Lois, on the reboot. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. It's springtime, a great time to get outside and explore Kansas nature. Our Kansas 250 bookshelf series continues on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra,
BraceSchmidt.org. From Bayer, Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
On This Old House Radio Hour, if your houseplants keep dying, it's time to change your approach and stop overwatering.
If you leave dust on your plants, then that's one more barrier for the plant to be able to photosynthesize.
Plus Bravo's Carl Radke on running away from the place he called home. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Just 1 hour from now here on Kansas Public Radio, This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock, right after Weekend Edition Sunday. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Sunny skies today, warmer temperatures with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.